When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Justin in Missouri is on the line with a bathroom odor. Let me tell you, Justin, I have had the sulfur smell in my bathroom before, and we can help. What's going on?
I can't really find the source of the smell. I just smell it sometimes, and it's not all the time, but I've noticed sometimes whenever it's like warmer weather outside and it cools off, I know it sounds funny, but I get this smell. I can't find it. There wasn't a pee trap in the bathtub, and I put one under there. I thought maybe that's where it was coming from, and that didn't do anything. And the house was built in 2007, so it's just almost 10 years old. I don't know. It's clean.
That's unusual for a 2007 house to not even have a trap under the tub. It makes me question how the rest of the plumbing was put together. But there's probably two sources that you should explore. Number one is just a decay of biomaterial in the drain. Sometimes you get what's called biogas from all the organic material that gets trapped in the drain and in the threads and in the overflow, like on a bathroom sink. That all gets trapped in there, and that can, you know, really be quite smelly. So a couple of things you can do there is, first of all, close the drain on the sink, fill it up till it starts to overflow, and then put some bleach in the water and let it slowly sort of trickle down the overflow for a while. That will kill any material that's in the overflow. And then slowly let the water back out into the drain. That'll hopefully kill the rest of it. The other thing is, if it turns out that it's just the hot water, it could be a problem with the water heater. Water heaters have something called a sacrificial anode. And that anode, if it's worn, you can end up having a sulfur smell as a result of that. The anode is designed to stop the water heater from corroding or rusting. But if it is deteriorated or worn out, you could also get that sort of rotten egg sort of sulfur smell. So I would take a look at the drains first, because that's the easiest thing to do, and see if you can clean them really good with a bleach solution as I've described. And if it continues, try to figure it out if it's coming from the water itself. Because if that's the case, then I think that anode is most likely the culprit. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Justin. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.